This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We've talked to Marcus Jones. Apparently I ticked him off with a question. We talked to Drake May, who has made a case for himself for NFL MVP.
He did a nice job today. And you know what? He should never have... I would have been disappointed if he said, oh, no, there's people like Matthew and whatever else have been around longer, they deserve it. Like, he didn't do that.
He won't do that because he doesn't believe it.
Uh-uh.
And that's what I like about
him. At least there's a little competitor's fire in there.
No, that's not a little. I'm telling you, he is as fiery as whoever you think the most fiery quarterback you've seen is. He just compresses it. He keeps it inside. So if it's Vrabel or Phillip Rivers, who finally I think is gone for good, but he's a guy that would bark, and or Dan Marino, whoever you think the most fiery quarterback is, Baker Mayfield. I think Drake May has every bit of that. He's just smart enough and strong enough, or like, you know, Bruce Banner later on lose to control the Hulk and keep him sort of down.
Side note, would you take two NFL games worth of lickings and curb stompings, if you will, getting popped, lit up, if you will, for 5 years of free health insurance?
Yeah. Because I can just, like, winning doesn't matter, right? But winning doesn't matter, right?
Nope, nope.
Like, I can just throw the ball into the ground. Like, I'll run a screen every play and throw it into the ground. Throw 1, 2, 3, punt. You can't touch me. I'm going back to the bench.
That's what Brosmer kid did for UNH when he played.
Hey, but they won. They got a win.
They did.
It was a historically bad passing performance, but they did get a win. A win is a win in the National
Special.
How many wins you got in the National Football League, Dan Ball?
Zero, but apparently all I have to do is reinvent the forward pass the other way, and I can win a football game.
Boy, didn't I miss this father-son level bickering amongst the two of you.
All right, it is time for The Drive. The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Roll the Drive intro.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, for The Drive today, we're going to take a look at the bracket, the playoffs. It is set. 7 in the NFC, 7 in the AFC. I think we'll start with the NFC, Dan Ball.
Okay.
Where the first theme that has taken hold that I didn't really notice. I'm stealing this from a texter because I'm not this observant. But if it's not the 49ers in the Super Bowl who the Patriots face, it will be a rematch of a past Super Bowl for your New England Patriots.
What a stat.
That is how many Super Bowls you've been to. Because if you play the Bears, if you play the Seahawks, if you play the Rams, if you play the
Eagles,
if you play the Panthers.
Oh, man, wouldn't America just die for Patriots-Panthers part two?
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody wants to see it. Does that bother anybody that a team with a losing record, before we get into these matchups,
yes.
They have a losing
yes.
record, they're 8-9.
Yes.
That bother anybody?
Yes.
Yeah, but they're ahead of a team with a 9-8 record. It's not like an 11-win team got bumped from the playoffs.
No, but it's in specific, it is this. There will be no – and one of the last times this happened, there was the infamous 7-9 Seahawks making it in against the Saints, and we got the Beast Quake, one of the most memorable playoff. There will be no Beast Quake.
Oh, you're guaranteeing the Rams beat the Panthers?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, Dan Ball, let's start us off in the NFC. Why don't we start with that game? Rams at Panthers. The Rams, wait, are they the one or the two seed? Because I heard to win MVP, you had to be either the first or the second seed in your conference in the playoffs.
Yeah, they are not the one. They are not the two, the three, or the four.
Oh.
No, the Rams, with their 12 wins, they almost ended the season on a three-game losing streak, but they won their final game. They are the number five seed, so it's Carolina, the four seed, hosting the Los Angeles Rams, the number five seed. With the winner...
12 wins, by the way, that's cute. 12
winner
is cute. That's a good season for teams not named the Patriots.
Oh, how is 46 touchdown passes impressive?
That's cute, too.
It's
cute. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
How far did those travel? Like 46 yards? You threw them all from the one. Why don't you give Kyron Williams the ball and just let him run in and help some fantasy owners, you stat hog?
Well, the show just took a turn. I blame you for agitating your father, Dan.
Yeah, no, that's my fault. Usually just the mere presence is something that upsets him. But you got them as your 4-5 matchup in the NFC. Then you got Eagles and 49ers. An interesting matchup. The 3-seed Philly is hosting the 6-seed San Francisco. But, Andy, would you be all that surprised to see San Francisco win this football game?
I would not. San Francisco's a good team, has obviously battled a ton of injuries this year. They have a great player. Actually, they have great players at multiple positions when you talk about Kittle and McCaffrey. Purdy, is he a great player? No, but he's
very
good enough.
But who among the great players on San Francisco was missing, most notably Saturday night?
I don't know. You tell me.
Trent Williams.
Oh, yeah.
They're
all
world left tackle. Why do you think they lost the game?
Yeah,
because
it was not good.
I talked to your guy, your boy, Perillo, yesterday down the stadium, and he said, I'm not usually one to make a big deal about linemen, but Trent Williams being out of that game screwed them.
Yeah, I've always said if I ever won one of those, like, billion-dollar lotteries, and you probably have to hire, like, a head of security because you're so rich now, like, you got to take care of yourself, Trent Williams would be on my list. He is a bad mofo. He is a bad dude.
If he's out there Sunday, he makes it a game. If Trent Williams doesn't play, bet the house on Eagles money line. Side note, NFL, could you have the three best games are all Sunday?
Yes, I think that's by design. I think there's some design.
Saturday feels like if I may be so blunt, Saturday feels like an impish warm up to Sunday.
And then there's a Monday game too, which is a whole weirdness.
There always
has whole.
Been. Well, I mean, since they went to Super Wild Card,
right? Like 3 years, I don't like it. There should not be
Texas,
Monday night
Texans
playoff.
Steelers.
But getting back to Eagles and 49ers, the Shanahan advantage and the what do we want to call vibes we used a lot with the Boston Red Sox. I think the vibes factor is so dramatically on the San Francisco side with Kittle and McCaffrey and Purdy. I think that's a football team that enjoys playing with each other, for their coach. And then there's the Eagles that are talented and have Nick Sirianni and whatever the hell that is. And they're the defending champs and they're in the playoffs and they're playing a home playoff game. So, like, the reports of their demise, as the famous saying goes, were greatly exaggerated. But no, Dan Ball, to answer your question, would not be stunned if the 49ers take care of business.
Yeah, the Eagles don't really seem like they like themselves, their coach, or anything like that.
Nope.
But there is definitely just that classic cliche of, well, who wins the big one? And they may hate everything that goes with being an Eagle right now, but they win football games. And the Shanahan 49ers, they get there. They just don't win the big one.
Sam Darnold wanted to spit up and gag out that game on Saturday night because he's Sam Darnold, and that's what he does in the last game of the regular season. And yet still somehow they found a way to win because their defense was so good. Name a 49ers defender. I'll wait.
Fred Warner. Did you see him climbing the stadium? Part of his rehab, he's apparently a parkour guy. No. He goes up the beams of the stadium.
Excuse me. Name an active 49ers defender.
I don't know. If he can do a Spider-Man three stories up a stadium, then get your ass on a football field and play.
Name an active 49ers defender. No.
Oh, I can.
Who?
Keon effing White.
Okay. Name a good active 49ers defender.
Let's go on to the next topic. Dan Ball, though, one serious note.
Yeah.
You know how bad things have gotten for Philly?
No.
They're not even the best Philly brotherly push team anymore. I don't know if anybody saw this. Iowa's better at it. And it makes sense because Iowa's that you know, type of team.
Yeah, three yards in a cloud of dust.
A lot of butt touchers.
They are way, and they got the whole Gronkowski without the K as their quarterback. But what they do is they put two backs behind the quarterback, and then a tight end motions over, and he slows down and does, like, happy feet. And then at the snap, he turns, shoves the quarterback, and those two running backs shove him. I swear, every time they did it, it went at least 4 yards. It was thoroughly impressive for a bowl game in college.
What do they call theirs?
I don't know. It's the Gronk spike.
The Hawkeye?
The Gronk spike. All right, Dan Ball, what's the next game?
Was it onsides?
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah. They ran it successfully multiple times.
Well, but, like, was it on? I mean, yeah, the Eagles run it a bunch of successful times, too, but it's never on sides.
If they don't call it offsides, then it's on sides.
Ah, that's, see, there you go.
Oh,
that would hold
God,
up in a court of law. By the way, this is a side element. So your number one seeds that were locked up this weekend, Denver in the AFC and then Seattle in the NFC. Alex Smith went on, I think it was it was on Sunday Countdown, and said Denver, it might be the weakest number one seed that he's ever seen. Could you also throw Seattle into that mix, or do you feel a bit better about them as a one seed?
I feel a little bit better about them. We hold Sam Darnold against them because even though Sam Darnold joined Tom Brady as the only two quarterbacks in history with multiple back-to-back 14-win seasons, I think most of us still wonder, like, when's he going to see ghosts? When's he going to throw the ball away? But that defense is good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
McDonald has been a good young coach for them. Jackson Smith and Jigba is arguably a top receiver in the game. Charbonneau is
decent,
a good player.
And like, so is Charbonnet.
I mean, Charbonnet. Bonneau is better, whatever. Anyway, they're a good football team. I think I have more faith in them. But if you're saying, like, did I expect the season, you know, when it started, to end up with the number one seeds being led by Bo Nix and Sam Darnold, I would have said, wow, what a terrible year in the National Football League.
Not to mention the amount of quarterbacks that we've talked about this before that you're not seeing. You're not seeing Mahomes and now Lamar Jackson after the way that things go yesterday on top of Joe Burrow. So you have a lot of the quote-unquote faces of the league that are not going to be participating. But, okay, that was a side thing. Last matchup in the NFC, the Bears against the Packers. Andy Hart, the Pretender Bowl between these two?
Oh, the Packers, just to finish out our early thought, that was the rematch of the 96 Super Bowl with the New England Patriots.
Patriots, that's right.
Packers.
Damn it.
These are two teams that I think are infuriating almost to their own fan bases and sometimes their own head coaches.
The Packers are so banged up.
There is a lot. Okay, we're all banged up. It's late in the year. It's a battle of attrition.
Guy, they lost their second best offensive player and their first best defensive player.
Okay, it happens. Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby. Don't tell me how rough it is. Put the water in. I think the Packers are in trouble. That all that being said, I think the Bears are probably going to advance in that one. But this is another side note I always have in my
head.
Jordan
Love's going to ball out.
Do we like divisional playoff games? Not that they should ban them or anything, but do you like the idea of I already saw those two teams play twice during the regular season.
Or how about I just saw you guys play 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I don't know that I love from just a theatrical entertainment value perspective, I don't know that I love another divisional game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't love it either. I like a bit of the variety of it feels like it slightly lessens, oh, I'm truly playing against the best teams in the league, or oh, I'm just seeing the Bills for a third time.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah,
like, Pats, Jets never move the needle for me.
Yeah.
And you're going to get more of it, Fitzy, what you just said, because with the schedule designed to have all the division teams play late in the year so that, you know, there's playoff ramifications to. Well, there's a good chance you're going to have playoff games 2 weeks later.
They did a nice job this year. I mean, the final game of the regular season was a playoff game, and a hell of a game it was.
That was one of those that I always say, like, super competitive, super entertaining. Was it a good game? Because I'm not sure it was a good game.
No, good.
I think it was quite poorly played.
Yes, but I don't need a good game to be a good time or a good watch. I was quite entertained by the game, yes. And as far as Saturday night goes, I'd rather not see another low-scoring affair from the Packers and the Bears. I'd rather they both just say, what if we both don't play defense?
Yeah.
Let the best passing game
I'm an advocate for shootouts in all these games. Give me shootouts over defensive battles any day. If that's like new school, pink hat, Andrew type stuff, I'll take it. Dan Ball, next game?
Okay, yeah. Over to the AFC we go. Because we had all these different scenarios about, if the Patriots win, if the Bills win, if they lose, whatever. All five of the favorites ended up winning and really taking a lot of the guesswork out of it. So Denver's your one seed. New England is your two seed. They're hosting the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. Your three seed is the Jacksonville Jaguars, who whooped up on very briefly Cam Ward on the Tennessee Titans. So it is Jacksonville, your three, hosting Buffalo, your six, in that matchup. Thoughts on that matchup and what we have?
I think this game has the sleeper contender for the Super Bowl in the AFC. I've been an advocate for the Jags all year long. I thought Liam Cohen was an interesting guy. Remember that one anonymous quote that was out there, and it might have actually gotten back to the sign stealing that he was accused of by Kevin O'Connell later, but there were people, defensive coordinators, who were on the record saying that Liam Cohen was the toughest offensive play caller, schemer, game planner to prepare for, and I think you're seeing that with what he has done with Jacksonville, with Trevor Lawrence, and taking that team to the next level.
Yeah, few teams finished on a hotter streak, on a better ride than Jacksonville did. He's got Trevor Lawrence playing the best football of his career. I'm going with the Jags in this one.
If you take away that national morning game in London where they got spanked by the Rams, I think more people would be talking up, and their record would be better and all of that, but more people would be, I think a lot of people watched that game and it was like, oh, same old Jags, they're also Rams. They're not also Rams. They're a sneaky Super Bowl
contender. Andrew from Rhode Island going to do if Buffalo loses in the first round on Wild Card Weekend to the Jaguars?
Well, you didn't hear. I think he's a Pats fan again.
Oh, he's going to come back.
He just
to our
roots
side.
For the AFC East division
front runner.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's all he does.
Yeah, okay. Tune in next summer to see who he's rooting for next year.
Yep.
But yeah, that's your 3-6.
Who's got
matchup.
The best Josh Allen? We'll find out Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Very true, and that'd be pretty devastating for the Bills if you're talking about a one and done again, losing to or just one and done in general. Does that lead to some tougher decisions being made in Buffalo?
Absolutely. Up next here, we are going to talk about Black Monday and some of the coaching changes. And I do think some of these teams that are in the postseason, not so fast, my friend. You may not be back for next year, depending on how it plays out. And if the Bills embarrass themselves, and bigger picture, do so in a playoff that doesn't include any of the MVP caliber quarterbacks that normally you'd think Josh Allen would have to go through, I think you have to start having conversations about Sean McDermott. We thank you for your service. You brought us from the doldrums to perennial playoff team division winner. We need to find somebody else to take you to the next level.
Has he been the head coach since Rex Ryan?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he's the one who took him to the playoffs. Yeah, he's changed everything in Buffalo except the fact about getting over the hump going to
Super
Bowl.
They've lost in Jacksonville on Wild Card Weekend before. So this is a familiar.
This was Josh Allen's infamous playoff debut with the old backwards pass and looked like he didn't belong on a football field. And some of that has come back to Josh Allen's game, so I don't eliminate that from being a possibility this weekend.
That's true, because if your name is Dalton Kincaid, then he don't trust you very much right now.
True
that. That Jacksonville offense is so interesting, too. They talked about it a little bit on the broadcast yesterday, how even a guy as talented as Brian Thomas has accepted a role as kind of your Kayshon Booty, for lack of a better example, the deep ball receiver. They get the ball all over the field, and that is, as we've seen here in New England, a very tough thing to game plan when you have five or six or seven options in your pass game, and that's what they've done so well, and Jacoby Myers has fit right in. But the last game in the AFC, we were waiting for the result of this one. We knew that whoever won the game between Pittsburgh and Baltimore on Sunday Night Football was going to host the Houston Texans. That ends up being the Pittsburgh Steelers. Is there anything on this Pittsburgh team that makes you go, you know what? these guys have a chance on Monday Night Football.
Nope, they're going to retire Aaron Rodgers. I know he's talked about maybe next year options, this and that. I think when he's done with this game, he's going to realize it's a young man's game.
What about DK Metcalf coming back?
Nope, because to get the ball down the field to DK Metcalf, you know what you need? Time. He's going to be running for his life, literally, figuratively. That wasn't a part of the situation yesterday. It will be this weekend.
Only thing I'm certain of is whatever the over-under is, whatever the proposition is on Kenneth Gainwell receptions, take the over because Rodgers is going to be panic-flicking him the ball all night long.
Yeah, he's not himself. I mean, Collinsworth was on it. Collinsworth was pretty critical of Aaron Rodgers at various points in that game. There was one scramble where he's like, oh, my. In the old days, this is a first down. He just can't do it. And he was kind of talking about the skeleton of Aaron Rodgers on full display.
Here's a guy, Mike, that used to be great and can't move around the pocket at all.
And go ahead.
So your schedule for everything that we just discussed, Rams and Panthers, 4:30 on Saturday on Fox. Packers and Bears, 8 o'clock on Prime Video, so make sure you have that. The Sunday slate, Bills at the Jags, 1 o'clock on CBS. Niners at the Eagles, 4:30 on Fox. And then the Pats host the Chargers on NBC at 8 o'clock. And then Monday Night Football, the Texans at the Steelers, 8:15 on ESPN and ABC. And we now, on the other side of things, go ahead, Fitzy.
I was just going to say, I would like to also remind you, as I mentioned in my three-point stance, for the degenerates among us or those who can't get enough football, Dan, you can warm your way into Wild Card Weekend with an awesome Miami versus Ole Miss game Thursday night. And then Friday night, you get a game that might actually be as good, if not better, than a lot of playoff games with Oregon versus Indiana. It's going to be fantastic. What a great time. This is a great weekend if you love football.
Yeah, if you're a husband, father, you got to use up some cachet points that you've built up.
Women can't watch football?
No. I'm saying you're sitting your ass on the couch Thursday after work. You're sitting your ass on the couch Friday after work. You're sitting your ass on the couch Saturday, Sunday, and then, honey, it's not quite done yet. I know you have your
mind
in the old days.
Weren't you just on the radio with Fitzy till 2 a.m.?
Well, Monday, you got another playoff game. So, yeah, you'll be on the couch.
Yeah, so big favors on Wednesday and then the Tuesday following because you're going to need it. And then on the other side, real quick, the Tankathon results on the other end of the league. The Las Vegas Raiders won a football game to end their season. So it is a four-way tie at 3-14 for the number one pick. You got the Raiders. You got the Jets, who lost 5 in a row. You got the Cardinals, who lost 9 in a row. And then you got the Tennessee Titans, who lost their final two. Those teams are at 3-14. The Giants at 4-13. And then you got Cleveland and Washington at 5-12. And very quietly, Kansas City Chiefs with a top 10 pick, or at least they slotted in as a top 10 pick in the NFL draft.
So the Raiders do have the number one pick, yes?
The Raiders.
The same way the Broncos had to go through 8 different statistical permutations to get the number one seed.
Right.
I think the Raiders got it by this much.
And the teams that we're talking about at the top of the draft we'll be talking about next because there's a few head coach openings in the National Football League. Some we knew of previously. Some are coming fast and furious on Black Monday last night. All that and the coaching carousel up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.